Triangle Mutual Aid initially developed as a quick response to the water crisis in 2017 when the Orange Water and Sewer Authority shut down service to Chapel Hill and Carrboro customers from an overfeed of fluoride. Organizer Devin Kirtis said a group of residents gathered together to distribute water with no questions asked and realized how quick their own actions could be compared to others. As time went on, interest and need for mutual aid spread to other parts of the Triangle, and the group officially branded itself. Since then, the team helps with calls big and small, with Kirtis describing their aid as ranging from helping build or repair houses and cars to coordinating relief after hurricanes Debbie and Helene in the Carolinas last year.
It tends to be more horizontal than some other organizations. We tend to use consensus a lot. We tend to be fairly decentralized, which is a huge asset in things like immediate response in something like Chantel.
When the historic rainfall and catastrophic flooding struck central North Carolina on July 6th, many community members already knew to turn to Triangle Mutual Aid. And those who didn't quickly learned of their presence thanks to their fundraising and calls for help. Long-term relief may come from state or federal grants, with the local governments also establishing a fund to support different areas of need in the storm's aftermath. But Kirtis said Triangle Mutual Aid has already distributed roughly $20,000 of funds to flood victims and people who need money right away to begin the recovery process.
Our belief is the people that are impacted, they are the experts on their own need. Our criteria are you a real person, and are you going to spend the money on what you say you're going to? Then, okay, you know what your needs are.
Like other relief efforts, the group has faced its own hurdles, such as short turnaround time for volunteers, spending caps on its Venmo page, and an imposter soliciting donations. But Triangle Mutual Aid has worked past all of that to provide bodies, supplies, and advice since the July 6th floods. The organization quickly shared tips for mucking and gutting waterlogged homes to prevent the growth of black mold. It also called for a donation drive of cleaning materials and protective gear, first basing it out of back alley bikes in Carrboro before moving its biggest stockpile of supplies to the town hall annex at 107 Bim Street. Kirtis added,
there's a whole reality that happens behind the scenes, too. There are ways that people who are not physically able to go and pull couches out of people's houses that are organizing food relief. So we're bringing meals to the communities where people are sorting through their possessions, food to the work crews. We are starting to organize food to some of the hotels where people have been moved, who have been displaced.
In total, Triangle Mutual Aid has seen hundreds of people who have signed up to volunteer at least once, with a few dozen regulars that Kirtis described as ad hoc leaders for multiple visits or trips to flood-impacted areas. And while some of the first steps to address immediate needs may be through, he said he expects volunteers may begin to adopt the same philosophy he did to build out Triangle Mutual Aid.
So once you get it, you get it. You go out and do it. You take care of your neighbor. You don't need to ask anyone's permission. It spreads at just the speed of awareness.
As for Kirtis, he said some of the memories he'll carry from his own volunteering in the initial wake of Chantal will be bittersweet, from the groundswell of support for Chapel Hill and Carrboro, but also the pain he witnessed.
I'll always remember pulling a couch out and ripping up the carpet while someone sobs in the kitchen, just thinking about furniture that they had bought recently and not finished paying off, people's lives. You pull out some books and they're like, oh, that can go. And then you pull out the photo album and that hits people really hard. But also just the incredible uplift of the community. It's amazing. Doing this kind of work can simultaneously be some of the worst stuff you've experienced and some of the best.
To support Triangle Mutual Aid and other efforts helping flood victims, visit chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.